This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne. I'm Sean Bajani in for Pendergast. If you'd like to be a part of the show, text in 713-572-4610.
How late were we coming back in? You and I were having a conversation and we just didn't realize we were coming back in.
I wouldn't say late. I would say, okay, good. You know, you want to get technical, maybe a couple seconds.
Okay, good. We were good. I felt bad. I was demanding that you explain the Bill Simmons appeal to me because I've never gotten it.
Well, I listen to him far less nowadays than I used to. But I was telling you, like, I enjoyed his delivery, and he, you know, now he just talks about Boston stuff, and I don't care about Boston stuff. But he always seemed to like further the discussion, you know. And ask,
I feel like he throws a bunch of crap out there, and every now and then it's like, oh, yeah, that's a really good idea. But the expense of that is that he throws out, for every one thing that's really interesting, he says 9 things that are absolutely ridiculous.
Like his preposterous trade idea for the Celtics and Rockets swinging a deal for Jaylen Brown. Like, of course, that would be convenient for you, Boston Celtic fan. Makes no sense for the Rockets.
I don't, because a lot of people that I really like, Meltzer and I used to butt heads about this all the time. Meltzer, I really respect and like, loves Bill Simmons, and I just didn't get it. So I've always just tried to figure it out. And it's just one of those things where obviously he's done very well. And yet he doesn't appeal to me personally. What would he say about this Astros lineup that you're about to roll out?
Well, I was going to ask you, does this appeal to you?
Jacob Melton, do you really? I mean, well, he's like, who would he be as a Sopranos character? I don't know.
I don't either. I haven't watched it yet.
Got big
shout out, Irwin. My bad,
me.
Bro.
Yeah.
One of our listeners, Irwin, gave me the complete box set of The Sopranos. He mailed it to the station. And I watched one episode that night about a year ago, and I have not watched episode 2 yet. I need to watch it.
Wait, what do you, like a box set?
I don't know, those still existed.
Well, what do you put in it?
Not VHS, but DVD.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't done it yet. I saw Patrick Creighton tweet this out yesterday. I imagine he talked about it on his show last night. I was out, so he was rolling solo, and he says there's one particular lineup that the Astros should be rolling with going forward. I don't know that I can necessarily disagree with it, but maybe for all but one. But even still, you mentioned Jacob Melton, the way that that guy had been hitting in AAA, it's hard to disagree with. But he says Jacob Melton should be your regular left fielder. Shea Whitcomb, who's been tearing the cover off the ball for the Space Cowboys, hit like 5 homers in 3 days' time this past week, should be your everyday second baseman. And Jose Altuve should be your designated hitter until Yordan Alvarez returns.
Okay.
Buy or sell that?
All right, because I try to defer to Patrick on a lot of baseball stuff because he's very, very good at it. I guess where does he get this faith in Melton and Whitcomb at the major league level that that's what you should be rolling out there? Like, why Whitcomb instead of Mauricio Dubon at second base? Where does this all fit in?
Okay, so there's kind of a two-part here, and if you understand Patrick and his baseball take on what the Astros are actually doing this season, I think he's termed it as kind of like a soft reset. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, you know, we had conversations about in the offseason, and with the Kyle Tucker trade and what they got back for him and Isak Paredes now, well, that worked out. Hayden Wisniewski, what he was doing until he got hurt, and Cam Smith, obviously, now seeming to round into form and settle in as the everyday right fielder. It became, can you win in a soft reset? I think with the addition of Jacob Melton and Shea Whitcomb, I think you're starting to see the Astros really kind of go all in on that soft reset. And in a year where they can absolutely afford to see what they have in these young guys while still trying to win and be competitive. I mean, the Mariners are not running away with this division. The Astros are a half game out as they enter play today. And so it's worked out. And you've done all of this without Yordan Alvarez, really, without the real Yordan Alvarez. Even when he was healthy, the guy was not hitting the baseball. And it quite similarly, the Astros have had success without him in the lineup like they did last year for 3 months without Kyle Tucker in the lineup. They went 47-31 with no Kyle Tucker. They've got the pieces to do it. So maybe this is an opportune time to see them and how much they can win with a younger group in a reset year.
Yeah, and I guess there's a little part of that where, hey, it is what it is, and you've just got to see what you have with these guys at some point, and where you're kind of teetering precariously right now on whether you're actually a good team or a less than average team or just an average team, then yes, like, let's do it now. And let's get whatever hiccups Cam Smith had in his first 20 or 30 games. Let's roll on through that and see what you have. As opposed to, you know what? If I had to choose between Shea Whitcomb every day at second base versus, you know, Brendan Rodgers is shuffling in and out with Mauricio Dubon, then I could live. I'll stomach some Shea Whitcomb hiccups a lot easier than I'll stomach Brendan Rodgers hiccups. I would feel better about that. Jacob Melton makes a lot of sense, if only just aside from his upside, because he's a lefty. And instead of having the fewest number of at-bats in Major League Baseball by lefties on a team is the Houston Astros right now. And it just makes it really easy for teams going into a series against the Astros to protect some of their lesser pitchers and just roll out what they want. So I'm okay. He's won me over.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's just the idea. It's the concept, right? And look, Whitcomb, this is not his first rodeo. You know, he played 20 games with the Astros last year. So it's not like, you know, you have this wide-eyed kid up with the big club for the first time. He's seen major league pitching before. And now the way that he's been performing and hitting at the minor league level, let's see if that can translate. And the Astros do have the ability to be a little bit more patient, I would say, at that particular position, second base. Because listen to these numbers, Seth. Like, second base defensive runs saved this season in 492 innings. They're plus +2, the Astros are. And that's some iteration of Jose Altuve, which I think to date, somehow he's like a plus +3.
Yeah, he's much better at second base than he's actually played well when he doesn't have to do it every night. He's played well when he's at second base.
In like 11 games, but whatever. Yeah. Like, it's been a positive. Brendan Rodgers, he can't hit worth a lick. That's been an absolute failure of a signing so far for the Astros to this point. Mauricio Dubon, he could play second base and you would be a plus defensive team and better for it. But is he an everyday player versus would he be better in his role that is best suited for him as that super utility guy? He could become that super utility guy for you again if, in fact, Shea Whitcomb works out at second base and the defense isn't bad. Whitcomb's played all over this spring. I mean, this season for the Space Cowboys, he's played at second, short, third. In the outfield, he's played at first base, he's DH'd, he's been all over the place. They give him an opportunity to kind of settle in, play every day. Who knows what you could get from Shea Whitcomb?
Yeah, that's a no, and they are, look, it's it's not like all of a sudden if Yordan came back and played exactly the way classic Yordan plays, that alone makes this a good offense. It does help everybody else around him in the lineup, as well as adding his individual stats to it. But for this to be a genuinely, you know, championship caliber team, they need some extra juice above and beyond Yordan Alvarez returning. And the upside there isn't really there with Mauricio Dubon, unless you end up with him on one of his, you know, hot streaks that every player gets in his career.
Yeah.
It's certainly not there with Brendan Rodgers, where at the very least, yeah, with Shea Whitcomb, without having to trade anybody or do anything at all, there's upside there. And as there is with Jacob Melton. And that's where, it's a matter of just kind of changing your expectations about, all right, well, what are they this year? And are we addressing the reality of that? They're just not they're a very mediocre offensive team this year.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, the problem with this whole idea for me, and I haven't talked to Patrick about this, but look, on the surface, it sounds good while Yordan's out. But when Yordan returns, hopefully this is a very short-term kind of a thing, and he's back sooner than later. But what do you do with Altuve? If you're going to DH him while Yordan is out, Yordan returns, he's going to be the DH. Now you're stuck with making a decision on where to primarily play Jose Altuve, and is that in left field again? Because that experiment, like from a metric standpoint, hasn't really worked out.
But it's not like he's been atrocious in left field.
Right.
I think a lot of it too, some of his negatives in left field were more comical early in the season when he couldn't get the ball out of his glove. Now it's very clear at times, especially if plays against the wall, at home, that we're even playing the carom or understanding how to time his jump, he's leaving some big plays out there on the table. If you go to the old, the original Moneyball, where they had what's his name, the catcher who started playing first base, Scott Hatteberg, right? And Hatteberg was atrocious at first base over the first half season there, and then he started to figure it out. There is that element of like, you just gotta, give the guy some reps and time out there to figure it out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not nearly as down on Altuve in left field as a lot of people are. Maybe my standards aren't high enough, I suppose.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not either, to be honest with you, but I just said it's not good from a metric standpoint. You know, this year's numbers in left field, whatever iteration it has been between Altuve and whoever they've put out there, they're -9 in defensive runs saved. Now, I think Altuve was probably like a -3 or something like that. Maybe it's a little higher than that. It's just, how can you make this an optimal situation for you defensively and offensively? I think they got the offense figured out if Whitcomb hits.
Right. Well, so Altuve's -3 in left field. So -3 runs saved, but you got to remember at second base last year, when people say the experiment.
He was like -7 last year.
He was -9.
Was he?
He was -9. Yeah. He was atrocious. And it was weird. I think a lot of people, the same thing happened with Kyle Tucker. A lot of people refused to accept that Altuve wasn't a good second baseman anymore. And it really all started when they got rid of the shift and he just had to cover more ground. That it felt like more of a shock. Like, why are you taking away a guy who's a good second baseman and putting him in left field? Because he actually wasn't a good left baseman anymore defensively.
Yeah.
So the sum total of it is that, like, so far it's still at least it's a lesser evil with him out there in left field. And presumably I think he will continue to get better in left field. But, yeah, him at DH as much as possible is preferable. But I also don't need Yordan Alvarez showing up on the IL again if and when he eventually returns.
Yeah, I don't need him playing left field more than Altuve, I think, from a safety perspective.
Well, and I think part of it, too, is while Altuve was slumping, then it really became a question of, like, okay, how much of this is because he's also learning how to play left field?
Yeah.
Probably didn't help that, man, some of his better games as he started the turnaround, he was playing second base and maybe felt more comfortable there.
Mm.
That part of it, I'm not as down on it. I don't want to call it an experiment. They want to keep his bat in the lineup, and he was becoming an extreme liability at second base. Oh, the other one, yeah, the Kyle Tucker over the last couple of years. It was really starting to annoy me when people wouldn't agree with me that Kyle Tucker was not the same guy defensively anymore.
And he wasn't.
And a lot of it looked like he was just being lazy out there. That's where it made it a lot easier to say goodbye to Kyle Tucker, because he's got that dopey look on his face, and it didn't look like he was trying all that hard in right field.
That's a fair point. I can't disagree with you on that one. He's Seth Payne, Sean Bajani in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next, we'll roll into the 8 o'clock hour. Are we going to be petty next? We've got the petty cast.
Who and what are you petty about? Who are we petty about? We celebrate all of their pettiness, especially college baseball coaches. Chef's kiss to you. This is brilliant.
Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.